Imagine a billboard in Rotterdam where Melly Schum has hated her job since 1990, a stark symbol of workplace dissatisfaction that inspired Jürgen Apello's revolutionary approach to management. Traditional management is fundamentally broken in our complex creative economy, yet most organizations cling to outdated practices. Management 3.0 offers not just theoretical frameworks, but concrete, immediately applicable practices that have transformed organizations from Spotify to Google. Unlike most management books that offer abstract concepts, this work provides practical tools for navigating the shift from industrial age thinking to networked creativity. Management has evolved through three distinct phases. Management 1.0 treats organizations as machines and workers as replaceable parts, manifested in practices like stack ranking employees and monitoring office attendance. Management 2.0 acknowledges that people are valuable assets, but fails by grafting progressive ideas onto outdated structures. Management 3.0 represents a fundamental shift, viewing organizations as complex adaptive systems rather than machines. Good management means nurturing the system rather than manipulating people. The central insight? Control in complex systems is impossible. The law of requisite variety states that for a system to be stable, its control mechanism must have at least as many states as the system being controlled, an impossibility when managing groups of complex humans. Instead of controlling people, effective managers lead, coach, and inspire. Perhaps most importantly, management is everyone's responsibility, not just the manager's. Traditional reward systems often backfire in knowledge work. Enron's collapse demonstrates how financial incentives drive counterproductive behaviors when focused on outcomes rather than processes. The core issue? Extrinsic motivation kills intrinsic motivation through the overjustification effect. People expect rewards instead of enjoying their work. The Kudo Box practice offers a better approach with six rules. Don't promise rewards in advance. Keep anticipated rewards small. Reward continuously and publicly. Reward behavior, not outcomes. And enable peer recognition rather than top-down rewards. This creates transparency where colleagues appreciate each other with small tokens, as seen in Philip Rosedale's Love Machine at Linden Lab and Zappos Hero Awards. Skeptics worry about gaming the system, but these concerns typically stem from a culture of distrust that the Kudo system itself helps transform. The key is ensuring rewards remain unexpected. Once people feel entitled to recognition for routine tasks, the system loses effectiveness. Communication flows like heat through an organization, with people constantly emitting information about their mood, work, and preferences. Proximity matters significantly. Bell Labs research showed scientists' collaboration probability drops sharply within just a few feet of distance. Getting closer to where work happens has several names: Gemba, the real place, management by walking around, MBWA, or management by flying around, MBFA, for distributed teams. Moving my desk alongside my team was my best management decision. With management by sitting around, MBSA, I could detect signs of joy and frustration I would have missed otherwise. For remote teams, the same principles apply differently. When Marissa Mayer banned remote work at Yahoo, she wasn't entirely wrong or right. Research shows remote workers are often more productive, but creativity requires mixing ideas. The optimal approach combines both remote and in-person work rather than favoring either extreme. Personal mapping helps understand colleagues. Place someone's name in the middle of a page, surround it with categories like home, education, work, and values, then add relevant details. Gaps in these maps signal the need for more meaningful conversations with teammates. Delegation challenges both control-oriented managers and employees unaccustomed to self-direction. Micromanagement creates a destructive cycle where constant correction eventually leads employees to stop trying, seemingly validating the need for tight control. complex systems work best with distributed rather than centralized control. Like biological systems, such as your immune system, organizations benefit from distributed decision-making. The darkness principle acknowledges that no single person can fully understand an entire system. Each individual possesses only a partial mental model. Managers often fail to establish clear authority boundaries, forcing teams to discover limits through trial and error, what Reinertsen calls discovery of invisible electric fences. Teams operate more effectively when these boundaries are explicit. Delegation exists on a 7-level spectrum. 1. Tell, decide unilaterally. 2. Sell, decide then convince. 3. Consult, gather input before deciding. 4. Agree, reach consensus. 5. Advise, offer input but defer decisions. 6. Inquire, let others decide then discuss reasoning. 7. Delegate, completely transfer decision authority. The delegation board visualizes this distribution, clarifying decision ownership during team activities. Work Expo helps teams discover the why behind their business beyond mere growth. Organizations should define purpose that transcends profit. Work isn't just getting things done, but making lives better. Focusing on a single stakeholder creates imbalance. Most corporate mission statements are vogue, uninspiring platitudes like profitable growth through superior customer service. Effective purpose statements tell emotional stories, like the Melbourne bar whose mantra, "We are your beach inside the city," was so compelling I stayed 8 hours despite only planning breakfast. The answer to why begins with stories. My work originated from wondering why Melly Shum has hated her job for 25 years without quitting. When collaborating, share anecdotes explaining your work, visualize them with images or artifacts, and transform them into myths or metaphors. Good stories attract people to communities and bind them together. Values drive organizational success by providing clarity, focus, and ethical boundaries. They help employees navigate cognitive overload through established decision parameters. True value creation respects what stakeholders already value. Merely moving value, delighting customers while mistreating suppliers or boosting short-term productivity by cutting quality, isn't creating it. Core values are virtues inherently wired into your mindset. Organizations should focus on just 2 or 3 for maximum impact. Wish values are those you aspire to but don't come naturally. The most effective employee handbooks come from employees, not HR. IDEO's little book includes values like be optimistic and make others successful, while Valve's handbook demonstrates successful flat organizational structures. Values must be lived, not merely displayed. Enron showcased integrity and excellence in its lobby while committing fraud. True values require action. If honesty is your value, demonstrate it by making amends when something goes wrong. Strong shared identity emerges when people eagerly associate with group symbols. Without clear names and images, communities struggle to form. Organizations contain multiple overlapping identities that develop organically rather than through mandate. Teams that create distinctive identities, like the A-Team with TV character images, or Black Ninjas who wear black when hunting defects, form stronger bonds. The T-shirt test reveals organizational health. Employees pass when they proudly wear company-branded shirts. Colleagues who refuse to associate with their group symbols indicate a significant problem. To strengthen belonging, encourage teams to develop meaningful identity symbols beyond generic labels. All members must willingly embrace these symbols. If they don't, change the symbols, not the people. Transformation comes not from copying practices verbatim, but adapting them to specific contexts while maintaining core principles: engaging people, improving systems, and delighting clients. By embracing these principles, organizations can transform into communities where people thrive and contribute meaningfully.